life with, let's see, he had three words. Wait just a minute. Walter scares me to death when he backs up. Oh.
He got pretty close there, didn't he?
He does. We think, my sister and I think he does. Let me think about that a minute. I didn't think I'd ever forget that. That's the first time my memory's ever failed me on what he said.
What we'll do is,
I think it was, strike each key in life a sharp, strong, decisive blow. Isn't that good?
That is good. Now what I've done is I've just gone ahead and turned this on so that we'll get it going.
Okay.
You know, and if you don't care, just state your name. And your name and your age, so we'll have it on here, if you don't care.
Now you know I'm going to care.
Just so we'll have it on here.
Well, my name is Ursula March Davidson, and I'm 78.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll just say today's date is May the 27th, so we'll have it all on here.
Okay.
Because what we're going to do with these tapes is, the book won't be finished probably until, probably at least, it'll probably be 2002, you know, like Dad said, the banquet.
Are you doing the book?
No, I'm not doing the book. I'm doing the oral history part of it. But Dr. Jess Stoddard from San Diego, her uncle is Al Stewart.
Okay.
Her mother graduated from Selma School, too. So her,
okay.
She has a real strong connection, and she's going to do the book, and I'm just kind of doing things for her during the summer, you know, to work on it. But what we'll do is we'll just talk about a few things. If you get tired or don't feel like talking anymore, you can just tell me, and we'll stop. So it's just up to you. Okay, we'll just get started. I'll come in and take my questions in here. If I don't get organized, I wouldn't ever get anything done. Now, first of all, did you live at the settlement school?
No.
Or did you live at home?
No. I've never lived at the settlement school. My mother wanted me to when I was ready to go to high school. We didn't have a road then.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't walk. I couldn't walk to the bus that came to Curry. And she tried to get me into the settlement,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't take me in.
So you lived at home? Okay. How did you first learn about the settlement school?
Through my mother. She spent some time, I've forgotten how long, but she spent some time at the settlement school. And also my sister, Mildred Davidson Creighton.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose I had other relatives, I did, aunts that knew about the school.
Okay. So did, how many people in your family went to school there, actually? You went and
you mean that stayed at the settlement?
Or just went to school there. Maybe you could start off the ones that stayed there.
Oh, my sister, Mildred, stayed at the settlement from sixth grade, I think, until she graduated.
Yeah.
And then other members of my family, two brothers, well, actually, three brothers, although he died before he finished high school, went to the Hindman High School, and then I have another sister, younger than I am, that went to school there and graduated.
So a lot of your family.
All of us have graduated from the Hindman High School.
Well, that's something.
Except the brother that died when he was 19.
Okay. Well, when you were there, we'll just kind of talk about things. What kind of classes did you take? I guess we'll talk about high school. Like, what were the classes you remember? Maybe, I mean, I know, I'm sure you took just, you know, the regular things that we took.
Regular out. Things. English, of course. History.
Mm-hmm.
Home economics. Math of different kinds.
Mm-hmm. And what kind, I guess, what were your favorite classes, maybe the ones that you really enjoyed when you were in high school?
Well, I pretty much enjoyed all of them except math. I've never been good in math.
Me neither.
And I got a bad grade in geometry one time, and Prof. Smith, we always called him, I can't think of his name right now, was the teacher, and I cried right in front of him over my grade in geometry. But I loved English, and I loved home economics, and history fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the main ones I remember.
What kind of things did y'all do in home economics?
We had to learn to sew and cook. We made real garments. In fact, I made my graduation dress.
Hmm.
We didn't use robes then.
You made your own?
I made my own dress. We had to have a white dress. And so I made that. And then we actually cooked. We learned to cook different things. And at least once we had to serve the teachers a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always fun.
So was this both girls and boys?
No, just girls. No boys took manual training.
So none of them took home economics?
No, not when I went to school.
Mm. Let's see. Who were some of your teachers, maybe your, I'm sure you had lots of different ones.
Yes.
Or maybe some of your favorite ones that stand out in your mind.
Well, Claire Standish was a favorite, of course. And she taught English, and she taught chemistry, too. I had chemistry under her. Mrs. Pearl Combs, or Betty, as we usually called her, Betty Combs. Mr. Harnley from Florida, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl Combs was the math teacher in most of the classes I had. Prof. Smith was the principal. Let's see. There are others I'm sure I should remember. But right this moment, their names won't come to me.
I probably can't remember most of the teachers I had. What did you like about, let's see, when you talk about Betty Combs, what stands out in your mind about her, Ms. Combs?
Well, she was just such an excellent teacher. She was very tough,
mm-hmm.
but she was very good at explaining things you could understand. What she said, I don't know, just her personality was outstanding. And I think I was a freshman the year that she came to Hyndman.
Mm-hmm.
She came from Ohio, I believe. I believe she came from Oberlin College. Anyway, she and Pearl Combs fell in love right away. And did you ever know Pearl Combs or know about him? You wouldn't have known him.
I mean, I've heard about him, but I don't know a lot about him.
Well, he was a brother to Beckham that was the superintendent mm-hmm. for so long.
Yeah, I knew Beckham real well.
Mm-hmm. And he was the coach. We won the tournament, I think, one of the years that I was in high school. I've forgotten exactly what year it was.
The state tournament.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you have a record of when they won the
yeah,
state tournament?
Yeah, we have that. What year did you graduate from?
I graduated in 40. I'm trying to remember if they won the state tournament or if they were runner-up. I'm not sure, but
yeah,
anyway.
We have that down somewhere. I can't
uh-huh.
remember the year
uh-huh.
either for sure. Hmm. So in your classes, would you say that overall it was, I guess some people say their school was hard or their school was easy. What kind of structure did y'all have at school? Was it demanding, your class?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Oh, another teacher that I must remember was Edith K. Smith. She was a history teacher. Mm-hmm. And she was very good. I later worked with her, or taught with her, at Napier High School.
Mm-hmm. I had been, I've been doing some research, kind of, I found an edition of the newspaper when the settlement celebrated its 50th anniversary, and there was a big article about recreation and things like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
And one thing they mentioned was the May Day Festival.
Oh, I remember the May Day
Festival.
Tell
me a little bit about that. What was the... Because we don't have that anymore.
I know, and I think it's sad, but we loved it. They always danced around the maypole,
mm-hmm.
and everybody sort of dressed up for that day. And I remember one time that we were going to the May Day Festival, and we didn't have a bridge then. We just had a little foot log across the creek. Well, ours was a little bit wider because I used crutches then, and my dad had made it wide enough for me to walk off,
mm-hmm.
walk across, and I fell off. I guess I was excited. I fell off into the creek and messed up my clothes, and I don't know what, I can't remember what happened. I just remember the falling off of the foot log into that creek. But I remember the May Day programs. We loved them.
What sort of things did y'all do to get ready for that? Or what went on that day? I know that people would dance.
Well, I don't remember that we did anything special except those that participated. I suppose they did.
Yeah.
But I just don't remember that.
Was there wasn't there a May Day Queen?
I believe.
Or something like that. I know they used to do that.
Something. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Now, what it was.
But that was pretty much a kind of a social event.
But it was always a beautiful, most of the time it would be a beautiful day, and they had a lot of flowers around the settlement school, and we'd walk along that pathway, and it was just, you know, just a lovely day. You'll be on a recorder.
That's okay.
This is Evelyn.
I'm casting my own. I'm getting her to talk to me a little bit. Let's see what it says. What were some of the other things that were popular for the kids to do when they weren't in school? I know there's basketball courses. A big thing, is it still?
Well, we had lots of clubs.
Okay, what were some of the clubs?
All kinds. I remember the travel club that Miss Claire Standish had,
mm-hmm.
and we'd have reports on different places, and I don't think we had any films or anything back then. It would mostly be reports about places of interest, but I remember during my junior year that we did have a three-day trip through the state of Kentucky. And it was, to me, it was wonderful. We went to Bardstown,
mm-hmm.
and we went all the way to Mammoth Cave and several places that don't come to mind right now. But I do remember that one of the guides at Mammoth Cave carried me through the cave because I wasn't able to walk.
But you got to go through it.
I got to go through it. He carried me and carried me down about 60 steps to where there was a lake inside.
Yeah, I've been there before.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, he carried me. I think it was 60 steps.
Mm-hmm.
And he carried me down those narrow steps, unless they've been changed,
mm-hmm.
and put me in the little boat that
yeah.
went around in that little lake of water. I don't know how big it was. Probably a average size room, or
mm-hmm.
maybe a little bigger.
So that was the travel club y'all got?
That was the travel club. And I don't remember all the different clubs, but we had a lot of different kinds.
So were a lot of students involved in things like that?
Yes, they all were required.
Oh, really?
To belong to a club.
To at least one club or more or something?
Well, I think we could belong to more than one, because other than the travel club, I remember belonging to one where we did handcrafts, because I still have a scarf that I did with Italian hand stitching. And Bible club, I think we had a Bible club then. And just a lot of different kinds, I suppose, like math club or maybe English. I'm just not sure what they called all of them.
Yeah. Did you all do those? Was that after school then?
It was during the, we had a time set aside during the school day when we met.
Okay.
And had our club meetings.
Okay. Now, do you remember, I just have like a list of some of the people that were at settlement, and I don't know which ones were there exactly when you were there, but what about Miss Watts?
I knew Miss Watts, but I never did have much contact with her.
Okay.
Just maybe at some special event or something, maybe she'd come to the school for something, but I did know her.
Okay. I didn't know if you had like any... what your impressions of her were.
I was sort of scared of her, you know.
That's
but
what
she
some
was. I don't know why, because I didn't stay at the settlement, and but you know, you just stood in awe of her, I suppose.
What about, did you ever have any contact with Mr. Steele?
Yes, he was my typing teacher.
Tell me about that. What kind of teacher was he?
He was good. I loved him, and I also worked for him in the library under the NYC program.
What was that?
And National Youth Corps, where we got paid for working. In whatever capacity we worked, I can't really remember. We didn't get paid much. I think I got $6 a month.
Well.
And I always thought a lot of Mr. Steele, and thought he was very good. And of course, he was the librarian too, and we had to read books, a lot of books back in those days. And each book, they had a book list. You couldn't just go and pick out any book and read it. They would have a list of books, and they carried a certain number of points in value. And your English classes required that you read a, or gain a certain number of points by reading. And...
That's pretty interesting that they had you all do that. What was the library pretty well? I mean, did you have a good selection of books? That
I suppose we had a pretty good selection for the time.
Yeah. That's what, because when I talked to Mr. Steele, of course, we talked about that. He said, of course, he was the librarian, like you said. He said that they're saying, you know, that... But they got a pretty good selection even then.
They did. And I remember a little bit about his coming out to the various communities with books to give to different ones. I don't remember that he ever brought us any. He probably did. I remember one night he spent the night with us, he and two other friends of his. And see, at that time, my sister was in the settlement, and she knew him well. And they came to our house and spent the night, although I don't remember how come.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Let's see, I'm trying to think, who were some other people that might have been there then? I guess Miss Stone, was she there then?
Miss Stone, yes, I knew Miss Stone. When we would have the alumni banquet, she would always be there. And she always, I remember, she would oversee everything. That usually took place, I think it was at 2 o'clock. I know it was a day function. And everything had to be just beautifully done, you know, the table setting and flowers everywhere. And we had to go. We didn't have a choice. We were required to go to the banquet.
All of the students?
Mm-hmm. The seniors. The seniors.
The seniors, okay.
Okay.
And did you all get to eat, or did you have to go?
We
to
ate.
Work,
we were served.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the ones that had already graduated, you would have to fill out ahead of time if you were going to be there. And then we were seated according to when we graduated. All of the graduates would be together. And, of course, the graduating seniors would sit together, too. And I guess that's the thing I miss a lot about the suppers we have now. You know, it's...
Because it's not arranged.
It's not arranged, and you can't get with. There's no way...
find everybody.
That you can find the ones that are there. I know there were at least three from my class there the other night, but I didn't get to eat with them because it's just impossible.
I know. I wish we could figure out a way to do that. That'd be so much better.
Mm-hmm.
That was just crazy on Saturday. I think there were so many people.
I know. If you're on a scooter and trying to get through in the crowd, if it hadn't been for your dad, I'd never made it the last few years I've gone.
He always watches for you because he knows it's crazy in there.
And found out he even had his son
watching
for me because, I didn't know it at the time I drove up and parked, but the boy seemed to know exactly what to do. And then later in the meeting, I found out it was your brother.
Yep, that was Nathan. We're used to doing that. We've been there a long
that's
time.
That's nice.
How many people did you graduate with? Do you remember the number?
I've counted the number a dozen times. And I have a list someplace.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could put my hand on it.
Or approximately. I mean, it doesn't matter.
I'm going to say 36, although I'm not sure that's correct.
So that was about 36 of y'all graduated together.
Mm-hmm.
Did a lot of those live on campus? Or
some of them, but I don't remember how many.
Okay. I know that the campus has changed a lot since then. I mean, I know you can't describe exactly what it looked like, but I know from my talks with Mr. Steele, he talked about how everything was so immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts about that? Like,
well,
what was it like all the time, the grounds and the buildings?
As far as I remember, always beautiful. They always had lots of flowers. And, of course, I wasn't in the actual buildings. Probably was never in any building except what they called Orchard House then. I might have been there.
What was that one?
One where we meet now.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Okay.
I think that was Orchard House.
Okay.
Now, I knew Ann Cobb.
Oh, you did? Well, tell me about her.
She was a lovely person. In fact, when I was doing some graduate work at UK, I had to have a speaking and writing knowledge of French.
Oh, goodness.
And she tutored me one whole summer in French. She was just a sweet, lovely person. In fact, I have her book of poetry that I found at some some Berea Art Festival, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Right in there.
Mm-hmm.
So was she at the settlement school too? Uh-huh. When you were there?
She stayed at the settlement school.
Did she teach?
I'm sure she did, although I never did have her as a teacher.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think who else would have been there. What about Lucy Furman?
I never did know Lucy Furman.
Okay.
No.
I didn't know if you would have or not. Let's see. Let's talk a little bit about, and this is just kind of a general question that I had. I know at the banquet the other night when the different classes were coming up, you know, and saying mm-hmm. some of them said, I'm so thankful that I had this place to come to school.
Mm-hmm.
How did the going to school there have an impact on your life? I mean, what does the settlement school kind of mean to you?
Well, I just feel that the teachers were really good and they demanded a lot of their students. And I learned to respect teachers. And I just think a lot of our students miss things like that this day and time.
Mm-hmm.
Things that we had then, things that we had to do, we didn't have a choice. And I feel that those things were helpful to me. Well, let's just take letter writing, for example.
Yeah, just give me some examples of things that were different.
We had to practice and learn to write different kinds of letters, like thank you letters or sympathy letters, just various types of letters that are really important mm-hmm. that people know how to do. A thank you letter for something that somebody's done for you. Those things were stressed and we practiced them. And I don't know this to be true, but I feel like students are not taught those things anymore
mm-hmm.
because you never see any evidence. And they're all guilty. It's not just certain
right.
ones. Like,
yeah.
Well, let's just say for a graduation gift or something like that.
You should get a thank you note from
You
that.
Should have a thank you note, but
mm-hmm.
most of them never do. Or if they do write one, it'll say, thank you for the gift, and that's it. And
but you all learned how to do things
We learned
like that.
How to do it, to be specific
mm-hmm.
in our letters.
What other things maybe did they teach y'all that were different? You had the letter writing, and you said you were required to read certain books.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what were maybe some other things that you could think of? I don't know.
Well, the home economics,
yeah.
we had to have that. We did not have a choice. We had 2 years of home economics. Boys had 2 years of manual training. And I think those things are important.
And you said in home economics you learned to sew.
We learned to sew and we learned to cook. Mm-hmm. And we learned to serve and we had to have the luncheon for the teachers, and everything had to be done just so-so.
Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like etiquette. You could
right.
learn that too.
A lot of emphasis was put on etiquette back in those days. But I figure it's not important in schools today.
Mm-hmm. What sort of things, do you know what sort of things the boys had to do, maybe from talking to your brothers, like in manual training?
Well, I can show you one thing that my brother did, the one that died.
Oh, really?
You want to see it?
Sure. Let me, here, we can.
You want?
Here, we'll.
Say, and usually the school would have a play, and the community would come in. That was the main involvement of
mm-hmm.
the community.
So was Christmas a pretty big time?
It was a big time. Students went out to hunt and cut their own Christmas tree. They took time off from classes to do that. And then most of them would have a part in the play, and then they'd they'd have Santa Claus a lot of times, and he would come in and would give out presents. A lot of times the teachers would get gifts from the Hindman Settlement School or Alice Lloyd College.
So everybody got something.
Mm-hmm. They would send the names in early in the year and the ages, and they would fix a gift for each child.
That's nice. What kind of, I guess this in your opinion, what sort of impact do you think that the settlement school has had on maybe just Hindman or just this area that you've lived in here in Knott County? What kind of impact do you think it's had? Maybe just in the time you were in school there and maybe kind of now. Just talk about that in general.
Well, that's a little hard for me since I never did stay there, but I'd say it's had a very good impact in general. I think the things that they do are very worthwhile and very interesting, even though I've not participated in many of them.
Yeah.
For example, the Folk Week that you have,
I
think that's great. And I have friends who have attended and have enjoyed it, even though I haven't myself, except for the evening programs. Quite often I have attended.
Yeah, lots of people usually come to those.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think if there's any other questions. I'm sure I haven't asked you everything that we could talk about. Are there any other things? I mean, I've just been asking you the questions, but if there's any questions that I've left out, maybe things that you especially remember about your time there or anything like that that pops to mind from things we've talked about.
One of the things that I remember about going to school at Hindman was a funny thing that happened one day.
Mm-hmm.
Under Miss Eda K. Smith, we were studying about wars and the things that were used in the war and bombs and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in class and someone was outside. We didn't know this at the time, but they were cutting down a tree. And when that tree fell, it fell across the electric wires. And there was a big explosion, and the whole room just filled with light. And the whole class rose to get out of that room into the open court.
Yeah.
And I was sitting on the front row. And, of course, I used crutches then, and I didn't even think about crutches. I just stood up to go, too. And, of course, I fell right in the doorway. And everybody was jumping over top of me.
Did you get hurt?
I didn't get hurt. But we had a ball player, John Campbell. Long-legged John Campbell. He jumped clear over top of me and out into the center court. And they always laughed. Miss Eda K. went back to get her coat. She was hanging behind the door. And she thought of her coat, and she went to get it. And she got sort of caught and couldn't get out from behind the door. And everybody laughed at that. But I've always remembered that one thing that happened.
You all thought war had come right
then. Yeah, we thought war had come right then and there. We were being bombed or whatever.
I think that scared me too. It's true. Did you all, you're talking about your teachers there. Did the teachers help with the clubs? Is that who helped y'all think
about
that?
Oh, yes.
So were they?
They sponsored the clubs. And we had a choice in what we wanted to join. Mm-hmm. I remember I mentioned the I don't know whether to call it a sewing club or what, but a Miss lady print teacher, my Miss Grover. I know she was later on the principal, but she never was principal while I was there, so she was there in some other capacity. And she sponsored that club and taught me how to do the Italian hem stitching. The students took weaving back then, too.
Yeah, did you ever get to do that?
I never did get to do that because it involved too much for me to cope with.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to go over to what they call the kindergarten building that burned down in
mm-hmm.
later years.
Was that a popular thing to learn how to do?
A lot. My sister had a class in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The weaving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I learned how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But now we don't have the loom set up and
mm-hmm.
things. So it's been,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure I wouldn't remember how to do it by now. It's been
mm-hmm.
so long.
Mm-hmm.
Was there, I know they had kind of like a crafts store maybe, or did y'all sell things, like the Fireside Industries, or maybe that was earlier? How sometimes they would sell the things that y'all made?
If they sold things that students made, I'm not aware of it. I always thought of, I know they had certain ladies that made things.
Okay. I wasn't sure how they did it.
Like Una Pigman,
you
probably heard her name at least.
I knew her, yeah.
She did beautiful work. And in fact, I have, I guess, some of her work right now. Evelyn, who in our family, I can't remember, has the two desks that Archie made in manual training? Is it Walter? Eldon? Okay. I first said Mid, and then I thought, that's not correct. So I guess they decided to give the two desks
mm-hmm.
to the two boys.
Hey, Molly has one of them.
Yes, I told her that. And that's the one Walter has, I think.
Walter has the one we have.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything I've left out or anything you think that I should include on this.
When was Miss Grover principal?
When I was in high school.
What years, though?
It was in, I graduated in 46.
Well, I had her
in 40, at least 44, 45, somewhere along there.
Well, see, she's the one that had some club I belonged to in which I did that Italian hem stitching, but I knew she wasn't principal when I was there.
And what was her name? Her last name is Grover.
A Grover. What was her first name?
Francis
Grover.
Okay. I have to remember to put that down somewhere. Well, I don't think I have any more questions that I had written down.
Well. Yeah.